Are you ready to create a life of balance, abundance, and joy? To live from a place of right intention and right alignment in all that you do? Then tune in right now to Living on Purpose with your host, Carolyn Romano. Living on Purpose is about standing in the center of your life so that no matter what's happening around you, you can respond from a place of peace and strength. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways you're meant to serve and grow while staying open to experiencing life fully. Living on Purpose is a time for us to come together to remember our divine selves while we learn and wonder about, weigh and consider, and unpack and repack the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life.
Welcome to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. I'm Carolyn Romano, your host, and I'm delighted, as usual, to be here with you tonight. You are listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio network live broadcast at AM 1510 NBC Sports Radio Boston. To learn more and for a full station schedule that includes our affiliate showtimes, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Listeners, I invite you to join in on the conversation tonight. Our topic is Thunder Beings, renewing our energy and creativity. A lot of stuff I want to cover tonight, so we'll see how far we get. The number to call is 866-338-9663. Again, that's 866-338-9663. The show is also aired on DreamVision7Radio.com at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, as well as on other affiliates. You can also download past shows at the Dream Vision 7 Archive and on iTunes, so there's lots of ways to listen in. In our last show, Power Place, Honoring the Body's Role and Its Needs, I talked a lot about different ways to nourish the body and move away from a state of dis-ease to a state of ease and balance, and why that's so important in our spiritual work to make sure that our body is supporting what we're trying to accomplish on our spiritual paths. But tonight we're talking about thunder beings. Thunder beings are pretty interesting in Native American terms. When this card comes up in a reading, I always think it's an exciting moment for a person because it's a real change card. It's a card about swift energy moving in. When you think about a thunderstorm, what happens? The sky changes pretty quickly. The thunder comes in and rain and all sorts of things happen quickly. And then, you know, temperatures drop and then it moves out. So it's a quick way to change the landscape. And so if you think about that in your life, thunder beings are really a sort of catalyst for a person. And so tonight's show is a lot about what catalysts exist in your life, how you are a catalyst, how you can really tap into that energy and creativity and move forward on your own path. So I thought what we could do tonight in some of our conversation is a sort of energy audit, looking at all the different types of energy that are available to us. The topic of energy is frequently on my mind because I do energy work with clients and because I frequently am trying to manage my own energy because of different bouts I have with chronic illness and just working myself into the ground sometimes. So energy really is something that is at the forefront of my mind frequently. So different types of energy for us to think about. We've got our life force and creative energy. We've got assets and abundance and money. When people talk about money from a spiritual perspective, they often say that money is just a way to exchange energy. Another type of energy would be ideas and solutions. Our talents, abilities, and gifts. Persistence and tenacity, we often don't think about that as a type of energy, but it certainly is. Our health and our physical fitness, another type of energy. And I think I want to try to save some time tonight to touch on that in particular. Strength and stamina as the final type of energy I wanted to bring to your attention tonight. You know, I really like this list because, as I mentioned, I don't always think about all of these different things as forms of energy that are available to us. So I want to put that forth for your consideration. And now what I want us to do is I'm going to put out a series of questions, and I'm taking this work from Jamie Sams. If you've listened to my show before, you know that I just adore her and her work. She created the Sacred Path cards and also the Sacred Path workbook. So a lot of times when I'm preparing the show, she's the first resource that I go to figure out what Spirit wants me to talk about. So this list of questions, this idea of sort of this free energy audit that we're going to do. And so if you answer a no to one of the questions, what I want to say to you is that this thunder being energy is really available to you for use in your present situation. So you can really open yourself to that catalyzing energy or force in your life. So the first question, do you have the energy to maintain physical fitness? Do you use your mental energy to solve the problems of others instead of assisting yourself in meeting your own goals? Now, I think that's a really interesting question. Both are, but this second one I want to spend a moment talking about. I always think it can be so easy to listen to another person's issues or challenges and figure out how you can solve their problems, right? We can often see and would prefer to see the problems that other people have and how easy the solutions are, yet we don't want to sort of turn that light back on ourselves and figure out how to deal with our own challenges or, you know, our own goals in life. We kind of need the distraction because it seems too hard sometimes, I think, to be focused on what we need to do to advance our own causes. So that's one question for you to keep in mind. Where do you stand on that? The next question, do you use your physical energy during a day to accomplish needed actions? I think for me, a lot of times, yes, I do, but I'm often really pushing myself beyond what is reasonable for my body and what energy reserves I have available to me. So you want to be thinking about sort of your own energy reserves and how are you dividing them up among the tasks that you have in a given day. This next one is great. Are you wasting life force energy on worry, negativity, or procrastination? Look at worry first. Worry really signifies a lack of being present. A lot of times we're worried about something that has yet to happen and may never happen. There's a great Swedish proverb, I think it is, that says, worrying often gives a little thing a big shadow. Worrying often gives a little thing a big shadow. I think that we spend often a tremendous amount of our life force energy on worry to the point where we can make ourselves physically ill because we're so caught up in worrying about something that might happen that may never happen. So worry. The next one is negativity. And I will add to that focusing on things that are painful to us, whether, you know, emotionally or physically or whatever way. And I was reading the interview that Oprah did with Deepak Chopra recently, and he was talking about some experience or time he spent seeing what it would be like to live as a monk. So I'm paraphrasing this, but the head monk, checked in with him and said, you know, how are you doing? I think he had shaved his head and he was walking barefoot everywhere. And he made a comment that it was really tough for him on his feet, that his feet were hurting as he was walking around. And so the head monk said something to him to the effect of, well, it really hurts the foot that's on the ground, but the foot that's, you know, that's not on the ground, you know, that's in the air as you're walking, feels pretty great. And so why don't you focus on that foot? I thought, aha, that's really a good way to, you know, to point out to people that, you know, you really need to be focusing on the more positive things, you know, because where thought goes, energy flows, as we know. So wasting life force energy on worry, on negativity or procrastination, I have to say that I'm probably one of the best procrastinators in the world. But it's funny how somehow I know how long it's actually going to take me to get something done, and then all of a sudden all my internal resources are brought to bear on a task, and I'm able to usually get things done with a high level of quality. Although I'm beginning to not like the toll it takes on my body when I do that. So I don't know where you fall in the procrastinating department, but it's something to consider. I'd love to hear the things that you do to handle your procrastination. You can email me or give a call into the show, and we can talk about that. So, are you wasting life force energy on worry, negativity, or procrastination? This is part of our energy audit that we're doing today. The next question, do you take time to renew your body's energy when you have put in long hours of effort? I read this question today, and I thought, geez, these shows, like the way the information gets pulled from spirit and the cards that get pulled for me to talk about just so frequently apply to what's going on in my life. And I just this week had to do a really intensive writing project, and it really took its toll on me. And this weekend I've been trying to figure out, you know, how tired I am, how much rest I need, and I'm realizing that I have to let the pendulum swing in the other direction. And I think so many times, especially in Western culture and in America in particular, we just do not spend that time to renew. We really need to, because when we don't, that's when we start really depleting our life force energy, depleting our physical health, and we leave ourselves open for disease to manifest in the body. So do you take time to renew your body's energy when you have put in long hours of effort? Okay, we have got three more questions. The next one is, do you recognize the energy flows in your body and use them properly, or do you just push the body mentally without honoring its needs? I think that's a pretty interesting question, this idea of pushing. A lot of times people are operating on sheer will. They don't really have the physical, energetic resources to be doing what they're doing, but they're just pushing themselves despite that. Do you see money, time, emotions, actions, ideas, and creativity as part of your available energy? That's another great question for us to think about. A lot of times when we don't have the physical stamina for something, are there other energies available to us that we might want to tap into, like money or time or our creativity, so that we can advance our cause? And this next question is interesting, and I didn't see it coming when I was preparing today, but I have a feeling it's going to be important to someone who's listening today or at some point in the future. And it is this: do you hide your sexual energy or flow it improperly to others who are already committed? Do you hide your sexual energy or flow it improperly to others who are already committed? So is that a way that you perhaps keep yourself unavailable in some way, or that you use your sexuality in a way that is somehow out of your integrity and is not supportive of you or others? So something for you to keep in mind. All right, so moving on to the next part of our energy audit. This next phase of thinking about thunder beings and energy and creativity asks us to evaluate the actions in our lives that use energy. So how we're spending our time and how it makes us feel is what I want us to talk about next. And, you know, how does how we spend our time affect our energy level? Creativity is really a second chakra issue, but I know for me that I get an instant drain in my third chakra. So if you are unfamiliar with chakras, those are energy centers in the body that are associated with different organs and emotions and things like that. So, you know, creativity sort of is in your lower abdomen, sort of in alignment with where your pelvis are, your sexual organs are, and it's your creative center. But right above that, sort of in your solar plexus area, is your third chakra. And that's where your life force energy is, where it's your self-esteem chakra. And so, as I was saying, for me, if I am being asked to do something I don't want to do, or if I'm doing something I don't want to do, I will get an instant, like, feeling of, like, an energy drain in that solar plexus region for me. And that's how it shows up for me, and how I am sort of signaled that, boy, you really don't want to be doing this, and you shouldn't be doing it. How do you get out of it? So I'm wondering where it shows up for you in your body when you're doing something that does not nourish you or somehow feed you. So how do we figure out ways to produce more creative energy in our lives, or to be more aligned with our bliss? I've talked about Joseph Campbell in prior shows. He was a tremendous teacher of comparative religion and mythology. And he would have students ask him all the time, you know, what is my life purpose? And he would always say, follow your bliss, follow your bliss. And it's the reason that I call my healing work Bliss Healing Arts, because I get what he means by that idea of following your bliss. So often the things that we're most passionate about are the things that we're also really good at, and Joseph Campbell would say that they're the things that we're meant to bring that work that creates bliss for us, that we're passionate about, into the world. It's the way we're meant to serve the world, and that, you know, that comes through our bliss. And I think it's hard for a lot of us to get our minds around that, oh, I just should do what makes me happy. Like, that feels kind of self-serving or selfish in some way. But if you can frame it in a way of how that bliss connects to service, or how that lets you be the fullest expression of who you are, and how that allows you to bring your gifts into the world, all of a sudden it doesn't seem as selfish. Okay, so in this whole idea, in the second part of our energy audit, we're looking at how to evaluate the actions in our lives that use energy. And a lot of times we get caught up in patterns of behavior that absolutely do not support us in any way, and actually do us harm. And it can be so hard to change these kinds of patterns. I've gotten caught up in them, in my own patterns, just time and again. And it's kind of interesting. I'll share my experience with therapy. I've been in therapy probably since I was in college. So that's, what, 20 years now. And in the early days of therapy, I really came to understand a lot of my different patterns related to family dynamics and relationships that I was in and things like that. And I liked that. I liked having that awareness and information and some real aha moments about, oh, well, that's why I do that, you know, because this happened to me and that happened to me and whatever. So the thing with that, though, even though the information was really important for me to have and the awareness was important, it didn't really do much to change my behavior. So I would still get caught up in the same patterns, but I'd be able to see myself getting caught up in those patterns. So I'd, you know, be going along and say, oh, here I am again in that pattern of mine that I always do, and why can't I do something else? I couldn't really figure that out. Until I started doing the soul work, that piece of healing that needs to come at a really deep level, where you're moving towards wholeness and worthiness, so that I wouldn't have to repeat behaviors that would reinforce negative ways that I thought about myself. And so I put that forward for your consideration, to think about the patterns in your life, in relationship and in work, and with how you deal with money, perhaps, and relationships with your children or your parents or whatever it is, And how are some of those patterns reinforcing for you feelings of lack or unworthiness that you might have? And are you ready to do some of the soul work and healing that you need to do to move towards wholeness so that you've learned the lessons that those repeating behaviors are trying to teach you? So I want you to think about changing the patterns that no longer support right action. So learning the lessons of these thunder beings, how do we do that? Well, we really need to look at all of the assets and abilities that are available to us in our lives as pure energy. You know, going back to that list that I read to you a few moments ago, you know, thinking of those as pure energy instead of seeing them as actions or objects. And that as we engage, since we're also pure energy, we're engaging with these assets and abilities as pure energy too. And so we need to stay balanced in the way we are exchanging our energy and interacting our energy with those assets and abilities. Hoping that makes sense. So we have some lessons to that end from Jamie Sams. To give too much to others without replenishing the self leads to imbalance. To take without returning gratitude or acknowledgement is imbalance. To wait for energy to come to us without actively seeking what we need is imbalance. To leak energy instead of using what is available is imbalance. And finally, to hoard energy instead of circulating it is imbalance. So I hear that it is time for a break. So when we come back, we will continue the discussion on Thunder Beings. I'll let Lynn take us to break. Talk to you in a few.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal: to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
If you're feeling the effects of chronic stress, chronic fatigue, or chronic illness in your life, it may be time to learn more about the key role that mind-body medicine can play in restoring and maintaining your health. Through individual or group sessions with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts, you can experience energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and self-care planning designed to enhance health and wellness. Mind-body medicine includes techniques such as Reiki, meditation, breathing practices, guided imagery, and mindfulness, which research increasingly shows support the body's natural ability to heal itself and restore balance. To get started, call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 NBC Sports Radio Boston. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about thunder beings, renewing our energy and creativity. In this segment, I thought that we could consider the role that fear, limitations, destructive behavior, and imprisonment of some facet of your life, how that sort of affects our ability to tap into our most creative selves. I think a lot of times we let ourselves get caught up in these limiting beliefs that we have about ourselves, or we keep our lives small rather than really reaching and extending for ways that we can step into our most authentic selves and really connect with that source energy or that piece of divinity that's in us that is longing to be expressed. So what are some ways that we can sort of monitor ourselves for when we're doing that? One thing that I really like, it's something that I learned from Martha Beck. She would say that if you're feeling comfortable, you're not growing, you're not stretching. And so thinking about being willing to grow, a lot of us will say all the time that we're very willing to grow. We want to grow. Growth is so important to us, but we don't want to ever feel uncomfortable. And, you know, if you're always feeling comfortable, that's a key indicator that you're not growing and you're not giving yourself a chance to really stretch beyond what you currently know. And so I would really encourage you to be willing to step outside the box, to let yourself be a little bit uncomfortable now and again. It doesn't mean you have to live your life in discomfort. That's not what I mean. But be willing to stretch and see what happens. And there's learning that can take place no matter what we're experiencing. For me, I think I've talked about this in prior shows, but I decided one time, this was a long time ago, probably more than 10 years, maybe even 15, I decided I was going to do a fire walk. And so I showed up, met a girlfriend of mine, some farm somewhere in Massachusetts, and I was pretty nervous about the whole experience. But I said, you know what, if you can walk on fire, if you can face that fear, like walk on a bed of 1,500-degree coals and make it through that, what can't you do? So that was like my big metaphor for facing my fears. And so, you know, this experience, I mean, you get prepared to do this. You're chanting and meditating and sort of having this group process thing go on for hours and hours, probably 5, 6, 7 hours that the group of us were waiting for the fire to burn down. And then people started walking through once the person leading the fire walk, you know, he was, you know, raking out this bed of coal. And I swear to you, the coals looked like, you know, molten lava, like those red, orange, yellow embers that you see in the bottom of a fire. It was just, it was crazy. And he kept saying, if you're really afraid, don't walk, you'll get hurt. And I had to keep kind of doing that internal assessment, like, how afraid am I? Because, I mean, obviously, you got to be, you know, a little bit cautious when you're thinking about walking across this bed of 1,500-degree coals, especially if you've never done it before. So it helped me to see, you know, pretty much every other person there able to do it, and nobody was, like, crying from pain or severe burns, and he himself was able to actually stand in the middle of it with this big rake. And so being able to see, you know, I guess the metaphor there is, you know, being able to see other people before you doing things that are hard, or seeing how inspiring it can be when other people face their fears, it can really help you to be able to do the same thing. And then, you know, you do that. The more you do it, the more you surrender and are willing to face your fears, and then you actually do face them, the easier it becomes each time. Say, you know what, I can do this too. Okay, yeah, this makes me uncomfortable. Oh, okay, I must be growing here. Let me stick with it for a little while longer. So, and that will help us to sort of expand into our most authentic selves, to really allow us to be the fullest expression of who we are, because we're transcending our fears and limitations. And, you know, I know a lot of times we feel like, you know, limitations are externally imposed on us, and to a certain extent that can be true, but I think the more damaging limitations, and maybe the more limiting limitations, if you will, are the ones that are self-imposed. A lot of times we have these beliefs about ourselves that just simply are not true. I mean, we act as if they're true, but how about we stop doing that? How about we stop doing that? And instead, we open ourselves up to limitlessness and to infinite possibilities. I mean, what would your life be like? What would my life be like if I were always dwelling in the idea of infinite possibility? Because that's really what's true, that there are infinite possibilities for our lives and infinite choices that we can make at every decision point along the way. Our life can move in a completely different direction, in a more positive direction, in a more life-affirming direction, in a more satisfying direction, in a healthier direction, in a more restful direction, in a more easeful direction, in a direction that allows us to serve. I mean, every moment we have a decision point to make that opens us up to infinite possibilities. So I wanted you to really think about that, embrace that idea of sort of how can you transcend the fears that you have. I used to be terrified of having a confrontation with someone, especially in a work situation or even in school, because I was a crier. I'm really not as much of a crier anymore, but I grew up my whole life being ultra sensitive. I could cry over anything. Oh my God. If I was angry, I cried. If I was sad, I cried. If I was moved by something, I cried. If I was happy, I cried. And it was like such an easy thing for me to do that if, you know, I would get upset with something that, you know, some perceived transgression, and it would be next to impossible for me to use my voice to confront someone because I was so afraid I was going to start crying. And being able to sort of transcend that and work through it was some of the most valuable work that I think I ever did. I really moved through that limitation that I placed on myself. And now with support of many people, one in particular, shout out to that person if he's listening, if I need to cry, I give myself permission to cry. So dwelling in infinite possibility, transcending fears and limitations, thinking about also the ideas that you've bought into and that might imprison you. You know, are there relationships that you maintain that limit you in some way or that make you feel unworthy or less than? I have a friend who makes up stuff that just isn't true and then gets upset about it as if it were true. And he gets himself caught in this loop of worrying about something that's not even happening and wasting precious time in his life. So I offer that for your consideration. I also want you to think about, and I'm doing this inventory myself, of the relationships that you're in, whether they're intimate relationships or friendships or acquaintances. How do those relationships support you? And allow you to be creative? How do the relationships energize you? Do they energize you? Do they drain you instead? Like what, in addition to the energy audit, or maybe as part of the energy audit we're doing tonight, I would encourage you to really assess the relationships in your life. And is it time to let go of any of them, or maybe create better boundaries or limit some of the interactions you have with certain people in your life because they're not supportive of your creativity? Some people refer to those kinds of relationships or people as energy vampires. I imagine you know what I mean when I say, is someone an energy vampire in your life? Do they just take everything from you? I sometimes refer to those folks as people who might squash your joy. I had a few folks like that in my life. I'd bring up something that was really exciting for me, and the first thing the person would do would come up with some way to just really squash the joy out of it. So doing an audit of your relationships is a really important way to figure out how they are impacting your ability to be creative. You know, this week with some of the stressors that I had going on, I had thoughts like, is this really my life? Like, am I okay with that? Or maybe a question you ask is this all there is to life? That would be kind of a red or at least a pink flag that you need to be looking at the way that your life is unfolding and see if there's anything you need to do to change. Same thing with the idea of, you know, I said this to my mom actually this week, stop the world, I want to get off. It was just, things were just too much for me. So let's really look at the thoughts that we're focusing on and the relationships that we have, and are we dwelling in infinite possibility? And my, oh my, it's already time for another break. I will talk to you in a few. Lynn, take it away.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
If you're feeling the effects of chronic stress, chronic fatigue, or chronic illness in your life, it may be time to learn more about the key role that mind-body medicine can play in restoring and maintaining your health. Through individual or group sessions with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts, you can experience energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and self-care planning designed to enhance health and wellness. Mind-body medicine includes techniques such as Reiki, meditation, breathing practices, guided imagery, and mindfulness, which research increasingly shows support the body's natural ability to heal itself and restore balance. To get started, call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Join CPA, personal financial specialist Jane Honick, and psychologist Amy Wood on Your Money and Your Life on the fourth Saturday of every month at 3 p.m. and create a new life with money, because it's not about the numbers. It's about your state of mind. Jane and Amy will help you master the beliefs that drive not only your financial life, but all the areas of your life that matter. With new awareness and a positive attitude, you'll be on your way to creating a life of greater prosperity. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Greenlock is the place to go for horse therapy you should know. We use the horse, they do the trick, to help you talk and walk and skip. The horse's movement builds your muscle. It also makes you laugh and chuckle. To do our job, your help we need. To run the farm and buy our feed. To help us out, just double click on greenlock.org. Do it quick.
Join us on Hypnosis with Anna Maria every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. We're here to support, guide, and teach you how to restore your life, how to stop smoking, how to lose weight, improve your self-esteem or behavior, empower yourself through hypnosis today, and live a better you tomorrow. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Donna Schatz is a licensed acupuncturist located in the Porter Square, Cambridge area of Somerville. With over 25 years of experience, Donna combines massage, acupuncture, and Reiki in her work while focusing on each client's individual needs. Contact Donna at 617-776-3065 or visit www.donnaschatz.com. That's 617-776-3065 or donnaschatz.com.
Since 2009, the Frank J. Romano Foundation has been working to honor the public service legacy of its namesake. The Foundation's goals include promoting health and wellness, encouraging education and lifelong learning, and promoting volunteerism and social responsibility. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit fjrfoundation.org. The Frank J. Romano Foundation. Be well, do good, love life.
Do you need to relax, have a few laughs, and hear some good news for a change? Join us on Eye of the Storm, your calm place in a crazy world, every third Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern with Charlene Sherman. Eye of the Storm is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal: to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at AM 1510 NBC Sports Radio Boston. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about thunder beings, renewing our energy and creativity. You know, I was thinking during the break that I wanted to make really clear the why I'm talking about creativity tonight, or it's not creativity in the sense of like being a better artist or being a better writer, or even though that is part of being creative, but it's about in general what it is that you're trying to have issue forth from your creative center, from that part of you, that second chakra, creation center. Think about that. What is it that you're trying to birth in the world? Like, what are you meant to bring forth into the world to serve? And that's coming from such a deep place in you that you're allowing to be nourished within you and then birthed out into the world. And and with that, how are you using the energy that's available to you in all the different forms that we've talked about at the top of the hour? Like, how are you using that energy to make sure that that happens, that you are able to birth your creation? And so that's something that, you know, we've been talking about during the show, and also the things that kind of might inhibit that. And some of it are sort of patterns that we can't seem to break, or limiting beliefs that we have about ourselves, not living in with this sense of infinite possibility. And, you know, how are we transcending fear? Like, how are we letting fear get in the way of our ability to sort of have this creation come forth? So I wanted to make sure I really made clear that that's what we're talking about, that this is like deep work, deep soul work, deep this is why I'm here on earth work that I'm asking us to consider right now. And how are we using our lives? Like, thunder beings is about, you know, being a catalyst or being a catalyzer for this creation to come forth. So how are you meant to be a catalyzer? What part of the world are you meant to affect? One of the things that I spend a lot of time on is related to relieving the suffering of animals. So I do rescue work, and I'm trying to bring a dog park to our town to sort of help dogs get the get what they need so that they're not surrendered to shelters, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, one of the things that I stumbled upon today that has been bothering me all day was this headline that said something like, a second dog in Pennsylvania was somehow just terribly abused. It was confined to a cage, and it was set on fire. And, you know, I know terrible things are happening every second of every day all around the world, but this kind of stuff just, it gets to me. And I think, you know, what can we do? I don't know what the issue is for you, but for me, it really is largely animal cruelty. And I think about that Edmund Burke quote, which you've probably heard, and that is that all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men and women do nothing. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good people do nothing. So I want you to really think about that as it relates to what the way that you're meant to serve and the creation that's meant to issue from you. And how can you be a part of not doing nothing? Like, what is it that you're meant to do that's going to help be a triumph over evil, that's going to help alleviate suffering in some way, that's going to help heal the earth, restore the planet, restore people's sense of hope, comfort people, reassure them during this time right now when people are feeling tremendous amounts of fear, fear because of the elections, regardless of what your political bent is, fear because it's 2012, and we have all sorts of predictions about what's going to happen in December. Fear because life is challenging for a lot of us right now. You know, the economy is supposedly coming back, but still people are digging themselves out, or they're suffering, or they're still trying to find work, or they have, you know, kids that they're trying to raise, and we're tired, and we're overwhelmed. And so, you know, how can you help? So I put that out there. I don't know if folks are follow Marianne Williamson's work at all. She, in November, is doing this amazing thing called Sister Giant. I wish I could go. I'm going to try to. And it is about using our consciousness, our striving for a higher consciousness to create a new politics, a politics that comes from the heart. She's appealing to women, but it's also for men. How can we use the heart and the mind, this is what she's trying to do with this gathering, as fundamental drivers of transformation? People who are trying to be conscious need to be involved in political discourse. And a lot of times I think we somehow take ourselves out of that. And she, in fact, sometimes is criticized for that. So I just want to put that out there for people. Figure out what it is. This is what she's birthing. Sister Giant is one of the things that Marianne Williamson is birthing. What are you meant to birth? How are you meant to leave the world in a better way? What, you know, what is your legacy? So, yeah, Sister Giant, sistergiant.com. So one of the things, too, that we need when we're thinking about being creative and renewing our energy to support our creativity is discernment, looking at the things within the self that are inhibiting your growth. We've talked about that, noticing the justifications that we use or denials that stop us from moving forward, feeling like we can't make change or we need so many different things to fall into place so that we can actually move in a direction of joy or bliss or service. So I really want you to look at that. I know a lot of people who will say, yeah, you know, I want to change, but, you know, they'll change as long as everything remains the same. And, you know, that fear can really grip us. There's a great card in the Sacred Path card deck that's the Shaman's Death card, and it's about death and rebirth. And when people get it, they see death on it, and they're like, oh, what does that mean for me? But really, the wonderful thing about that card is that it's calling for the death of some attitude or activity or feeling or relationship or habit that no longer serves growth. That's really powerful. I mean, calling for the death of that. Like, it's time to release something that no longer serves you. I don't know what that is for you in your life, but I would encourage you to get quiet, listen, Listen, watch for the signs. Figure out what is it? What is it that's inhibiting me right now from being the fullest expression of who I am and from birthing that creation that I'm meant to birth? Because if we can go through our shaman's death and release whatever it is that isn't serving us, the positive side of that is the ecstasy of rebirth. I mean, we're talking about birthing during this show, so we have this great opportunity as we go through a shaman's death. It's that idea of being willing to give up everything that you think you need or want in your life to have the life that's waiting for you. I mean, how powerful is that? So I want you to think about those things. I want you to think about the ways that you can dwell in possibility. And if it seems like it's too difficult for you to do alone, think about getting involved with a group. There are all sorts of groups. There's meetup.com where like-minded people are getting together. There's folks who do other kinds of support groups. I'm starting some mind-body medicine groups that really allow people to support each other and find tools that can help them deal with the stresses in their life. And you know what I say? I got to get this in because I say it every show. We really do need to figure out how to handle our stress, because stress causes cellular inflammation in the body, and cellular inflammation is at the root of nearly every disease process. So figure out what it is that you need to handle your stress, get your life into balance so that you can birth what you are meant to be birthing. The other thing I want to shout out to people is if you do feel aligned with your purpose and you are trying to get the word out about what you do, be in touch with me. I can help you think about that and see if there's a way that this show can be a vehicle for you to do that. I'm contemplating in year two, which starts in another month or so, doing more interviews, expanding the advertising that I do on the show and that sort of thing. So I put that bug in your ear for your consideration. Okay, well, segment three is coming to a close. That is what I have for your consideration tonight. Do what you can, when you can, where you are, with what you have. Be creative. Use the energy available to you. Next show is October 14th at 7 p.m. Our topic is dream medicine, being in sync with life. Call me at 508-481-2547 or email me, carolyn@blisshealingarts.com, with any questions or comments. Until then, I wish you moments of grace descending. Take good care.
Thank you for tuning into Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Please join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. when we unpack and examine the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways we're meant to serve and grow, while staying open to experiencing life fully. It's about recognizing and becoming the fullest expressions of who we are. It's about envisioning the lives we're meant to be living, and then joyfully living from that end. Yes, Boston and beyond. Until next time, get your bliss on. For more info, visit blisshealingarts.com. Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.